detailing.
What's up, bro?
Hey, Julio, Dan Nelson, Local Splash. Just giving you a follow-up call.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hey, bro, I got to pause this real quick.
Yeah.
You're so detailer.
So, I got a call from, I guess, your neighbor, I guess. But,
From our neighbor?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. He says he knows you guys, and he says he was looking from his building. He was looking down on you guys. He was like, I'm looking at them right now. He says he knows you. Anyways, he was pretty much another competitor of yours, I guess. But he was just giving me insight and stuff like that. Like, I guess, you know, like I told you, multiple people call. But, yeah, bro, the dude was talking mad shit about y'all. I can't lie.
Okay. So I'm going to shoot you straight. There's no competitor of ours looking down on us from our building.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right? I was like, damn.
Yeah, our company,
too,
like,
you guys.
Our owner, our CEO, the building's, like, in his name. You know what I'm saying? And it's on the top floor, too. So there's nobody looking down
what
on
the
us.
Hell?
So that already is a red flag to me. You know, more than likely, this guy called you and whatever company they're from. And I don't know, they might be a good company, but
yeah,
it,
I don't know. You tell me. Let me find the damn name real quick. Yeah. But yeah, he kind of knew everything that you were offering, and he was saying that he's known, I guess, the owner of there forever or something. I don't know. It was like weird because he was acting like he was right next to you guys. Anyways, he's saying don't go with you guys, that you're not reputable, and all this, like, kind of talking crazy. Like I didn't even like that in the first place. The fact that he was kind of talking that mad shit. Like that,
yeah,
wild.
It's just a BS sales tactic, man. Like, we've been in business for 20 years. We're a Google Premier partner and have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're definitely a reputable company, you know?
Gotcha, yeah. Oh, Max. You heard of that? It's called Max, Max Marketing, I guess.
Never heard of it. Max Marketing? No, sir. I really haven't.
Max Marketing Pros. Max Market Pros. That's what it is.
Still
I don't know. He said the building's right next to you guys. I don't know. But damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. He's definitely not in the building above us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a bunch of BS from what I could tell.
That's what's crazy. Because he's in Irvine, I guess. I don't even know if that's where you're at.
We're in Found Valley. So he must have a really tall building. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, it's not, like, Found Valley and Irvine are somewhat close, but it's not where, like, somebody could look down and see our building, you know? Like, it's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, that dude was tripping. I didn't really like his vibe. I've been fucking with you for sure, bro, so I definitely want to move forward with you guys.
Awesome.
I did have a question here. Let me spray a little bit more. I did have a question on, I guess, why do you guys do, because you did have a good point, though, about the whole, like, no contract kind of thing. Is that, like, something that sets you guys apart? Because most people, I guess most of them kind of do have a contract, but they just say that because they have a contract to have a reason to, like, actually make it happen versus, like, there's no contract. Because you're saying that, and I bet he doesn't even know you guys, but it's, like, in general, that they may have, like, thousands and thousands to where it's, like, they're so busy they just kind of, they don't really care, you know, if you do kind of move up in the rankings and stuff like that. I was just seeing what your thoughts on that versus, like, is that something different that other people don't offer or what?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the reason we make it month-to-month no contracts is we're confident once you see the results in this, you'll stick it out with our company. And I can tell you this, like, I've been here 7 years. Our main goal is client retention. You know, like, we want to keep you on long-term. So we absolutely care about your rankings and how you're doing with this platform. I would be your account lead on this, too. So I'd be, like, your main point of contact with this, you know?
Okay. Go up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, bro, let's give it a shot. So you just need my card number, right?
Yeah. Let me – hold on. Yeah, I verified everything earlier. So we're on billing, and then I'm going to read that voice verification to you. You said it's a business card, right? It has a Eclipse window tint on there? Okay. And
you know what, bro? Can I use a different one?
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it in my own name. And I'm sure I can change it later, right?
You could change it from your tracking system even. Yeah, I'll show you how.
Okay.
It's super easy. Okay?
All right, cool. You're ready when you're ready.
All right, so this card has Julio Lopez on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Same billing address, the 222 Country Hollow Lane?
Yep.
All right. And is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
All right. Okay, it's 5275.
Mm-hmm.
1500.
Okay.
9518.
Mm-hmm.
6029.
All right. And expiration date?
Yeah, you see that? Make sure you go diagonally down. Expiration date is 7/28.
All right. And CVC code?
264. And then from here, go straight down.
Let me tell the guy above in the building that you're working with us now. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's great. I think crazy, it's crazy, bro, how you tried to spin the contract thing too, you know? Like, that was pretty clever of them or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
I was, but same thing, I guess your rebuttal was just as good too, right? Like that there's no reason for me to stick it if I don't like it, and you guys are gonna make it happen to where I want to stay in the first place. So yeah, it makes,
you know, I've heard other companies try to bash us, right, or whatever. Like, I've never heard of that guy, like that company that you mentioned. But, you know, I don't try to bash other company. I just try to tell you what we do and how we can make this happen for you, you know?
Yeah.
So that was my main goal in it, you know? All right. So what I did is I coded out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, Julio. It's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Eclipse Window Tint. Yeah.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Julio Lopez, owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is September 17th, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for our platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day, and the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot. All right, so I'm going to schedule your client interview. We block off a full hour for this appointment. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so. All right, give me one sec. Let me just pull up availability.
The earliest
time they have tomorrow is going to be 9 a.m. The latest slot is at 5 p.m. And they have all the slots in between except for 2 o'clock. So what time works best for you tomorrow?
Let's see. Anytime, I think, after, that's a full width. Anytime after 4 should work.
Anytime after 4. Okay, so we have a 4 p.m. or a 5 p.m.? Do you want to do the 5 o'clock?
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say local splash on it. CI, which just means client interview, okay? And then EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment tomorrow, okay? You're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming, okay? And the way this appointment's going to work, you're going to get a call from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first to introduce you to the technician. If I am on the phone, they'll call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So that's scheduled. Few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
In general or for the reminder?
Just in general, it's from us. Like, let's say there's some updates to your keywords or, you know, we a first touch, too, to go over the results in the first month.
Yeah, definitely text, for sure.
Text preferred, perfect. Just so you know, they do all three, too, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, so text messages preferred. All right.
Damn, that Max one keeps calling me back. Hell, he already called me like 5 times all the way on the phone.
Just block him, man. Yeah, just give him a block.
You know, I told him, I was like, let me talk to them first and discuss it or whatever. I said I was going to call you guys. He's like, did you already give them your card number? I was like, no, I just didn't have it. I was about to, and I just happened to not. He was like, man, just email them. Don't even worry about it. He's like, don't even call them back.
It's crazy to me. He said he's looking down on our building, and he knows, like, our owners.
He's like,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I know those guys. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, you guys are new, and that you only use AI.
He's been in business 20 years, man. That's crazy to me, you know? I'll tell you this, too. Our CEO, his name's Dave Rodecker, right? He's super hands-on, man. Like, in your tracking system that you have through us, there's a feedback section. Everything you write in there, he's the one that reviews it. You know what I'm saying? So, trust me, you're with a good company for sure. All right.
Cool. Glad to hear that, bro.
All right. So, I got the Facebook already, the Instagram. You said you already have a domain, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it?
It's EclipseWindowTintDallas.com.
All right. EclipseWindowTintDallas.com. Got it.
And right now it's just the default page, like I said, so I need to get that created.
They're going to create it.
Okay, cool.
So they're going to send you a manager request for the domain, so you'll still own the domain. We're just adding on as a manager. That way we can write your content on it for you. Okay, cool. All right, so I got that in. Business, is it currently licensed and insured?
No, it's not insured, no.
Okay, got it. And it doesn't require a license out there, right? For Windows NA? Okay. So I just put NA. Okay, so let me explain these emails. I know you're on a window tint job, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you able to pull your emails up right now, or do you want me to just kind of explain them?
Yeah, I can pull it up. Go ahead.
Okay, awesome. All right, so first one I want you to pull up, it's going to be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. Then once you get that pulled up, the fifth line down, you're going to see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. You're going to want to click that link.
All right, I'll log into a different email. So I'm in here. I see two of them, Local Splash Action Needed or Welcome Local Splash.
There should be another one titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Oh, Initial Invoice. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead and click that one.
Yep.
And then please click here.
Yeah, I got it. I'm there.
Okay, so that's going to take you to Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is everything you're paying for in writing, everything I went over with you. Just to recap it, though. Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, that's the map section on Google, okay?
Okay.
Directory submissions, right? Those are the main directories we're submitting you to. MySite custom website. This is something I wanted to touch on. So we're on a recorded line. Your MySite, you'll see something about fees on there. Your MySite was included at no additional charge, and that will reflect at the bottom of your invoice. It'll say MySite $0. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Then you're going to see Facebook business page access, Facebook ads. Those are those retargeted ads. We're going to link your Instagram to the Facebook page. I'll send that to our Meta department like ASAP. Okay?
Okay.
Google Ads and Google Guaranteed are not included in this platform. Those are upgraded services. Google Guaranteed isn't available for window tinting, right?
Yeah.
But Google Ads is. So let's say down the road, right, you're like, man, I'm loving this, getting great results. I want more clicks, though, in like these specific areas, yada, yada, yada. Google Ads is a good way to do that. Okay, so we want to see how you do on the Platinum package first, and then we could talk about an upgrade. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, can you go over on each one of these, I guess, are the offboarding terms different or what?
The offboarding terms are different. Yeah, so let me see. Facebook, the offboarding, hold on, let me go from the top. One quick second. Okay, so the Google Business Profile offboarding, there's no offboarding fee. Same with the directory submissions. The My Site, okay. Okay, we're on a recorded line. So there's two options if you were to leave us regarding the website. There's either a $99 buyout for the domain. You already own your domain, okay? So the other option would be $49 a month for hosting. That's for us, like, maintaining and keeping the website up to date with the content.
So you said I'm still owning the domain, so what's the $99 for?
$99 would be for the domain, like a domain transfer, right? But you don't need that. You already own your domain, so don't worry about the $99 fee. The option you would be looking at if you were to offboard at any point for the website is either $49 a month for hosting, or you would have to host your own website.
Okay. Now, is that if, let's say if I already had a website that I wanted to use that I didn't have you guys build, is that different?
No. No, it's the same. So there would be no offboarding if you already had your own website for the website.
Oh, okay, okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The Facebook ads, okay, so you already own your business Facebook page, right? So don't worry about that $99 fee because you're the owner of the business page, right?
Are these more like if you guys created or something?
That's if we create it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They just added these offboarding terms like literally like a month ago, you know? So I'm still getting used to them too. Yeah, and then Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, that's not on this platform, but our transfer for those, and I deal a lot with Google Guaranteed, so I'm familiar with that one. That's a $99 fee to offboard the Google Guaranteed, but it's not even available for window tinting at this time.
Gotcha.
Okay. Let's see. Google Workspace, no offboarding. You already have a Google Workspace, though, I believe.
Google Ads, though. What about that one?
That's a $99 offboarding fee. So if we create you, even if you created your own Google Ad account, right, it's called a CID. It's basically like your ad profile. We always create, because we're a Google Premier partner, and Google charges us directly for the ads. So we create our own CID for each individual business. So let's say we did Google Ads for you and we created that CID. If you wanted to buy the CID out, right, that would be $99 to offboard.
Okay. So essentially, like, that's just if I wanted to keep that specific one or whatever, right, like you're saying, or just offboard as in just stop using you guys, that's essentially what all this is referring to, right?
Yeah, correct. That's what it's referring to. So basically, the package you're on right now, the only offboarding, and again, I don't see you offboarding with us. I want this to be a long-term marketing solution for you. But if you were to offboard, the only thing you really have to look at is the website at this point. Now, if we created, like, let's say you upgrade to Google Ads in the future, right? And we create you a CID for Google Ads. If you wanted to buy that out where you're like, hey, I'm going to just manage my own ads or like whatever the case is, right? It's $99 for us to transfer that CID to you.
Okay. And that's never like some type of negotiation thing, right? Like it's just, yeah, do it off rip if I want it.
Yeah, it's $99. You don't have to, like, barter with us or anything like that. That's just the fee. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, cool.
Okay. All right, good question. Good question, man. And I'm glad you asked that, too, so I get more used to these offboarding terms, too.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, advanced reporting. That's the next thing I'm going to get you logged into, okay? Live client support. Any changes you want made, we're able to do them live over the phone with you. And then SMS communications, just telling you we communicate via phone call, email, and text. If you don't answer, for example, we just send you a text letting you know we called. Okay?
Okay.
Delivery dates and client responsiveness. So I know I went over these earlier with you, but just to recap, day one, you'll have access to your tracking system. 7 to 10 days from startup, all your directory submissions will be done. 7 to 14 days from sign up, your Google listing will be live and optimized. Your website will be up and running, and your meta ads will be running. Now, for you to rank on the first page of Google for the 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, that timeline we sent you in writing is 45 to 60 days.
For us, for it to start ranking, essentially?
For you to start ranking in the map section for your keywords. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then at the bottom, it'll show you how your pricing breaks down too, and that everything's month to month here, no contracts. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you can take your time too after you review everything. It's going to have you check a few boxes, and it'll have you type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it's going to take you a username and password screen. Just let me know when you're there, and I'll have that up and ready for you.
Okay. So seasonal hold. Pretty much it says that I can put it on hold for how long? Let me see. Rhythm of the payment, clients must contact my support within 3 business days prior to reactivation date. Okay.
Our seasonal holds are up to 6 months. Yeah, so we have clients like that, like are in New York that do roofing. So in the winter, right, they close up shop essentially. You know what I'm saying? So they turn their stuff back on the spring. So a seasonal hold would be like, basically
winter for me, I guess, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it suspends all the billing essentially, right? But your website still stays active. All your listings stay active. Your ads would stop running though. So it's just basically, we don't want to be charging you for ads when you're not going to even be hitting off of them, you know?
Yeah.
So
and keep it 100 as always. Would you say that stopping ads and then let's say just doing that option in general, do you think that's has an impact on when it turns back on?
It does. And so for the ads, it doesn't, because the ads, like, you know, that's an ad spend that you're targeting. So basically we run your ad spend out, and then bam, you pause it, we turn it back on, you don't lose anything there, okay?
Okay.
The local SEO though, because while you're on pause, what happens when our subscriptions are on pause, right, they stop doing the automatic posts and stuff, so your rankings will start to drop a bit too, but we restart everything as soon as you're back off a hold. So if you're just trying to pause it for like December, January, February, you shouldn't see like a huge impact in that at all.
Cool. Cool.
Okay.
And just to confirm again of like the whole, just want to make sure I have an understanding of what it is. So this is to be able to rank higher naturally, right, without it having sponsored next to it essentially, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. And then Google Ads is if I do want that, right?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay. Cool. Thank you, sir.
All right. Awesome. Let me pull up your username and password. Give me one quick second. So I'm going to show you, I'm going to give it to you, right? And then I'm going to show you how to always get back to it. Are you on the username password screen?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Okay, So your username is easy. It's your phone number. There's no spaces, okay? So it's 469-569-2240.
Yeah.
Okay. Your password is going to be all lowercase letters, all one word. I'm going to say it, then spell it.
Okay.
It's run reviews.
Okay.
So R like Robert, U like under, N like Nancy, R like Robert, E like Echo, V like Victor, I like Indio, E like Edward, W like William, S like Sam.
All right.
So when you log in, right, the first thing it's going to do, it's going to say, we are working on your account. Please check back in 2 to 3 days. Basically, right. After your client interview, we're going to have everything inputted on this. Okay. Now it's going to have a link. It'll say, if you want to add some photos, click here. Those are going to be photos that we use for your listings and your website. So it'll ask for like your logo, business photos, business videos. Okay. So we don't have a limit that you could put on there either. Okay.
Don't have a limit. Okay.
We don't have a limit. Yes, sir. Okay.
All right.
Any questions on any of that so far?
No. Is there a goal that I should try to reach, as in how many that you guys recommend?
You know, so we used to, when we did landing pages, like, years ago, we had a limit to 10 photos total. Now we do fully customized websites, right, through WordPress. So
Okay. You
don't have a limit. Like, put as many, like, photos as you want on there or videos. And what our website development department is going to do is they're going to make it look nice on there for you.
Okay, cool.
Okay? And you'll have full access to your website, too, under Web Editor, where you can make any of your own changes, too, if it's, like, after hours or the weekend or something, you know?
Okay, cool.
Okay? All right. Now, I want to show you how to be able to get back to your password and log in, too. So if you go back to your emails, go ahead and pull up the one that says, Welcome to Local Splash.
Okay.
All right. It's going to say, hello, Julio. Welcome to Local Splash. Yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
If you scroll down, you'll see your username, password, and the link to be able to log into.
Cool. All right.
Okay. We do have an app for this, too. So after they get you onboarded, and it's at no additional charge, they'll walk you through adding the app as well. Okay?
All right, cool.
All right. And last email. Okay. So you're going to have an email titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. Go ahead and pull that one up. And hold on, let me pull it up too. Okay, so let me explain this. These are not emails that we use for your website or your listings. We're a Google Premier partner, so whenever possible, we do an advanced verification. Okay? So it's going to ask you for pictures of tools and your equipment, work vehicle, business license insurance, business card, yada, yada, yada. Anything you have on there, you want to submit it. Anything you don't, like the license and the insurance, right, you would just skip it, okay? And what we do is we submit that directly to Google for priority placement. Okay?
Okay. Question. So I already have the Google page itself, right? Like, is it going to be different?
No answer.
No. So give me one quick second here. I should have already searched this. Okay, so you have a Google business profile, right?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. Okay, so ignore that action needed email then, okay? So what you're going to do, they're going to send you, and I'll shoot it to you right now so you can see it. They're going to send you an important, please add us to your Google business profile. Okay, this is, you'll still own your Google page. It's the same thing as the domain. You've got to just add us as manager. That way we could get in and start optimizing it.
Okay, cool.
All right, so I sent you the instructions too right now, but in the client interview, they could walk you through it as well if needed. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Any additional questions right now?
Can we just see until I get that email? Let me see the instructions.
It says it's in queue or in processing. Hold on, let me check. It should be coming through any second. Cool. So yeah, if you have questions on that, just let me know. Any questions at all ever too, don't hesitate to call me, okay? I'm here for you.
This is your number, right?
Yeah, so the best number to get a hold of me is going to be the 877 number that I texted you. Let me resend it to you right now and just save it in your phone when you get a chance, okay?
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot it to you via text right now. And anytime you call, if I'm on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them.
Okay, cool. Got it right now. Cool, man.
All right, brother. All right, congratulations. All right. Yes, sir. Talk to you.
All right.
Bye.